And here's your prescription.
I know just the pharmacy to get this filled.
Who are you?
A pharmacy benefit manager. A middleman your insurer uses to decide which medicines you can get, what you pay, and sometimes even which pharmacy you should go to.
Why can't I go to a pharmacy in my neighborhood?
Because I make more money when you go to a pharmacy I own.
No one should stand between you and your medicine. Visit phrma.org/middleman to learn more. Paid for by Pharma.
Drop us an email at tnt@tntradioempire.com. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
We got buddy Craig Peters in town this weekend in Omaha, I should say. He's going to be in the studio with us Thursday and Friday and performing this weekend at the Funny Bone with Jamie Lisso. Jamie's your headliner. Check him out this weekend. Jamie will be here on Friday. Nick, you got a gig this week anywhere? What are you doing?
Yeah, Cameron Logsdon and I will be in Louisville on Friday night at the Good Time Saloon.
All right, go check out Nick and Cameron this week. And Cameron will be here this week, too. Walsh will be here tomorrow. And I believe, Regan will be here. Cool. Yeah. And old gang will be here. We had Alexander Payne on this morning. Yes, that Alexander Payne. Kind enough to call us and talk about the movie Holdovers and some other stuff. Check it out on the podcast. You get the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We're on all the major platforms. And TNTRadioEmpire.com. God, we discussed threesomes. Lions on the golf course, grocery store a-holes, you know.
Quite a bit of, I think we set a lot of people off with the grocery store.
Yeah,
list.
I saw that, yeah.
There's a lot of people that have things that bring them to rage at the grocery store.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, even just like what one lady, just when you can't get the cart off of the all the other carts.
Oh,
at
I
the
hate that.
Front. It's like, ah, just forget
sticky
it.
Sticky cart, yeah.
Forget it, I'm just leaving.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to use some force.
Yeah.
Generally.
But sometimes they stick in there pretty good.
Yeah, right? I know, but yeah. you got to be strong.
There's one of the big warehouse stores that I go to that if I get a cart that doesn't have like a wobble or a shake to it, it's a good day. Most of the carts really suck.
That sucks.
You got to look for the cart that is on the handle where they got something written on the handle. If that's all worn down, that's an old cart. So I look for the newer ones.
Yeah, but I know what Push is talking about. Yeah. Since it's a warehouse store, prices are cheaper. They probably don't care. Yeah, push this wobbly thing around, man.
But it's like every cart, like one of the front wheels will just have that little shake to it. And you're walking around the whole time.
That is annoying.
Oh, it sucks.
It is annoying. I'm with you on that.
You don't give it a little...
Because at the grocery store, I return the cart.
Yeah.
If you get a bad weather grocery store, I'll just get another one.
I will generally give it a little test drive in the breezeway area.
I'm generally in a hurry, and I don't have time.
Yeah,
and I just,
usually...
I've done that, Todd. I've test driven.
Within a couple of seconds, you can tell if it's got a bad wheel.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I just roll the dice, and then I get in the door, and if it's rolling smooth, it's like I'm doing backflips. Like, oh, my God.
Go get yourself a hot dog and enjoy the trip.
That's right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It's a rare thing where you get the one cart that doesn't suck.
Hot dog
I've never really had a problem
good.
With that.
Yeah.
It's not. It's not that. It's the other one, Nick.
You're talking about two different places.
Oh, yeah. There. Well, that's, of course it is.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So a man bit a crocodile. How's that work? Because crocodile skin is just really thick, and you can't really bite into it, man.
Yeah, it's a guy in Australia. He was attacked, and he just bit this 10-foot crocodile, and then the crocodile backed off.
Did he bit his hand? The crocodile's paw, maybe? Is that called a paw on a crocodile? What's that called?
Yeah, all tiny.
I guess it'd be
arm.
A foot. Yeah, I'm an idiot.
I love
the
quote. I took two steps, and the dirty bastard latched onto my right foot.
Maybe.
Yeah, he bit it on its eyelid.
Oh, this is the badass. This
the eyelid.
Oh.
The saltwater crocodile.
Are those more dangerous than...
Well, yeah. They will attack you unprovoked.
Right. The dirty bastard.
So I would assume that any crocodile would do that.
The saltwater crocodile, especially. They'll eat you.
Yeah, but they're like extra aggressive.
So they live in the ocean?
They are an apex predator.
They can be in the ocean,
and they live in brackish water, too, but they can live in the ocean.
In what kind of water?
Yeah, the brackish, where it's part freshwater and part
where the saltwater and the freshwater meet.
Huh.
like
brackish. You know, I've never heard that.
The Everglades.
I never heard that either.
Are full of brackish water.
Yeah, well, Todd goes camping with random men in brackish water a lot, so you know.
Actually, I don't.
Yeah. What he does.
I don't do much brackish water.
Oh, I thought you did up there.
More of a mountain guy.
Okay, I thought you were up in brackish water there in Minnesota.
That's not brackish.
No, there's no oceans in Minnesota.
That would mean there would have to be salt water and Lake Superior.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's
we
point.
Aren't even close to Lake Superior, but that's a big, big freshwater lake.
It
I love. I love this. Yeah. This quote from the guy.
Yes, the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee.
So this guy says it was a big grab. He took me like a rag doll. Took it and took off back into the water, pulling me in. He tried to kick it, he said, but that didn't work. So he said he bit down on its eyelid. It was not an enjoyable experience, but it was effective. It was pretty thick, like holding on to leather, but I jerked back on its eyelid, and he let go.
I wonder if just poking him in the eye would cause him to let you go.
I don't know, man, but, you know, good aim on this. This guy's in his mid-60s.
Well,
he pulled this off.
Found the weak spot.
Yeah, yeah.
He would have kicked any other part or bit any other part of that. Crocodile, yeah, that crocodile wouldn't have noticed.
Wouldn't even feel it.
Yeah. Okay, how do you get that close to the eye where you're biting on it, man? I guess if he's attacking you, you're right
he's
there.
He's got the guy by the ankle, lower leg, so you just bend over and take a bite.
He got lucky.
Yeah,
he did.
I think being killed by a wild animal would have to be one of the worst ways to go.
Especially if it was a prolonged.
We talk about it a lot on this show, and that's why I'm afraid of all wild animals now. I'm afraid of being outside anywhere there's a wooded area, and I'm thinking, oh, there's a bear somewhere, and they're going to come out and eat my ass.
There is.
Right, right. Well, that's what your dad says when he hangs out in the front porch. Right. Right, right.
They call it tossing.
But I'm thinking, I don't know. I think, obviously, we talk about drowning. It sounds horrific. Burning a flame to your body is obviously horrific.
Freezing to death.
I don't know, but being attacked by a wild animal where it's not like just one slice to your neck. But even then, the horror before that happens has got to be just the worst.
No, yeah. I think wasting
somebody chewing
away
on you
in the woods
in Margaritaville,
dehydrated, hungry.
Yeah,
that would be a prolonged horrible
starving
death.
To death. Yeah. Well, this guy.
But I think it's a different kind of horror. I think it's a. Well, once again, you don't know. You could never ask these people because everybody we're talking about is dead now. Yeah.
Well, this guy says this whole encounter lasted all of about 8 seconds, they said. And he got to the hospital. He has to have the wound, as you would guess, significant damage to his leg. But they have to flush the wound for 10 straight days to try to avoid bacteria and things from being in that water and in the croc's mouth.
Then he gets an aluminum bat splint, you know? Yeah.
That would help. Yeah, just wrap that around your leg.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I want to. You know, once again, you can't choose your death, but I guess you can choose not being outside and hoping nothing's going to eat you.
The most commonly used tactic for survival is the gouging of the eyes of the crocodile.
Okay, yep. I'll remember that next time I go golfing somewhere in crocodile country.
Well, that's alligator, but probably the same thing.
I wonder if that guy knew that or if it was just instinct.
If he lives in that area, he might have a pretty decent knowledge of crocodiles.
But biting and not poking, you think poking the eye might be a little easier to do than biting the eyelid.
Well, if the thing had him by the ankle, lower leg area, he probably had to use his hands to pull himself close enough to this thing and didn't want to let go to gouge, so he went, all right, I'm going to take a bite.
Right. Yeah. Mouth is here, eyes are there. What are you going to do? You go with your instincts.
Yeah, and it worked.
It's like Happy Gilmore.
Exactly.
The second
like that.
Most common, the from the if gator. You ever get involved with a crocodile, second most common one is punching the snout, which sometimes...
That's supposed to do with a shark.
Punch him in the nose.
Yeah, how do you punch in the water?
You can't punch that hard. You're right. You have to kind of come out of the water and punch down. Yeah. Hopefully, it gets. Hopefully, the snout is close to the water. You know?
I just saw a video of some guy doing like karate punches underwater. Yeah. Like when a racist finds out about the Black Sea.
Oh yeah, this guy knows what he's doing. He lists those two tactics, and finally, he said, "If the croc's got your arm and you can somehow get it down the crocodile's throat and kind of gag it, it may release you. It's kind of a last ditch effort, but." You also could lose your arm in the process.
Well, it's better than losing the whole life.
Life, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going.
They're
down
doing amazing things with prosthetics these days.
Yeah, there's a thing on Twitter. You'll see it once in a while. I can't remember the title of the. But it shows horrible ways people have died, and this one guy was protesting animal rights of some sort. It happened at the. It happened at Niagara Falls or a big falls somewhere. It might have been Niagara Falls, but he rode a. He rode a jet ski off the falls, but it wasn't like a he wasn't a martyr. He had a
parachute
on, and this happened only just like to 2012, 2011 somewhere. And you see the final. Oh yeah, no, that's right. The website is Final Pictures Before People Die, and you see him.
What kind of sick F looks at that?
Well, it's just
I've seen some of those before.
This was a cool one. This is more of a. So the jet ski's flying off
it's
the falls.
It's a cool faces of death sight.
He's in the air. It's a still shot. He's in the air, and his parachute didn't go off.
I think I found this here. The guy's name was Robert Overacker. This was 1995. This is 95. Actually from NiagaraFallsInfo.com.
Okay. All right.
Challenged the Mighty Horseshoe Falls on October 1st, 1995. Planned on riding the single jet ski until he reached the brink of the falls. There he would deploy a rocket-propelled parachute.
Oh, rocket-propelled.
Which would help him land in the river.
Yeah, you have to get a little higher, I would think. Okay, go.
So at the brink of the falls, he ignites the rocket, which deploys the parachute as planned. Unfortunately, as the parachute deployed, it fell away from his reach to the ground below. Unbeknownst to him, the parachute was not attached to his body. He did not pack the parachute prior to the stunt and was unaware of his fatal error. His stepbrother and friend witnessed the unfolding tragedies. He fell to his death in the water below, the 15th person to challenge the falls.
Yeah, most of them do the barrel thing and die.
Yeah, there's a whole list here of daredevils who have challenged Niagara Falls.
How many of them made it?
I don't know.
Most of them, I assume,
talked about these guys
did
before.
Not.
Right. But that moment when you realize, oh, that parachute's not connected. Well, that's probably something I should have checked. Yeah. Jesus. Man.
Yeah.
I like the calm thought like that. Oh,
I know.
Oops.
Oops. Oops.
I
oink.
Probably should have checked that. Boink. Right off the ground.
Yeah. Are you freaking out at that point? Just quietly accept the inevitable?
I don't know. I think you're freaking out.
I wonder what there's only one way to find out how you'd react.
You're freaking out the whole time until you're dead.
Yeah, I would assume so.
I don't think you quietly, accept the inevitable. I don't
think anybody does that. This says an estimated 5,000 bodies were found at the foot of Niagara Falls between 1850 and 2011.
Well, that was boating accidents, too. You know,
now,
that's
the,
people just
it says
on
the
purpose.
Majority of deaths are suicide and take place from the Canadian Horseshoe Falls. Many not publicized, but they say mortality rate for the daredevil attempts over the falls is about 25%. So
some people make it.
Some people make it.
Yeah, they have some modern day. It's illegal now to even try it. When people do it, they do it illegally.
The last person that did it successfully, 2019.
Speaking of that, did you see Jared Leto climb that building in New York?
Yeah, that Empire State Building.
Yeah,
that building.
That building.
And he's the first one legally allowed to do it.
Yeah,
and he's promoting
Promoting 5 Seconds
to Mars, something like that coming out, another album, something like that. He's tied up though, isn't he?
Yeah, I believe he was harnessed.
But still, though, that's
to the building.
He's not afraid of heights, man.
Obviously not.
Yeah.
Still kind of dumb.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
It is
Jared
dumb.
Leto.
Like
Jared Leto, right? Of all people,
bottom to top.
No, I don't think it was all the way. It was just near the top.
It's high enough, though. Yeah. It's high enough, man. Yeah.
I mean, I
wouldn't want to climb to the third story.
No, me neither.
How about just do some interviews or something to promote your album?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, just call us, man.
I liked SNL's. You brought not a guy. Their take on it was, he was there to promote his album. So if enough of us buy it, he'll jump.
Is that what it said?
Yeah.
Oh, that was Weekend Update.
Update. Yeah.
I don't know many of their songs, but they're not bad. They're not bad band.
Yeah, they got one or two that aren't bad.
He can sing, man.
Yeah, he's a legit singer.
They got a big fan base. Alexander Payne joined us today. Make sure you check it out on the podcast in case you missed it. Come on back.